Hello, thank you for calling the NEC Helpline. My name is Harold. May I ask the name of the person that I'm speaking with?
My name is Gabrielle Harvey.
Hello, Gabrielle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. My name is Harold, and I'll be able to help you out here a little further. I do just want to let you know we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes. And I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file that claim?
No.
No, I have not. And I do want to ask you some questions regarding the pregnancy. How many weeks pregnant were you when you gave birth?
34.
34.
Yes, she was a queen. Well,
And how much did she weigh at birth?
4 pounds, little baby.
Wow. Can I ask you, when is her date of birth?
5/16/2019.
16. And when was she diagnosed with the NEC?
I think it was May 30th, because she had the surgery on the 31st, until the 30th, May
Gotcha.
30th, 2000.
Gotcha. Give me one moment here. All righty. And was she diagnosed at the hospital? Or was she in the NICU? Did she ever leave prior to being diagnosed?
Yeah, she was in a NICU.
Okay, she was in the NICU. And then did she ever leave prior to being diagnosed at all?
No, I was there for like 2 weeks. I was in the hospital for a while.
Gotcha, okay. And do you know, does she have any ongoing injuries now? Any ongoing gastrointestinal issues, bowel conditions,
Yeah,
intestinal
she
problems?
still has a hole in her intestine.
Oh, wow. Wow. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
No, I haven't signed anything. Only the documents that they get that I just signed with you guys.
Gotcha. No worries there. And then you said you were about 34 weeks pregnant when you gave birth, correct?
Correct.
And then what hospital diagnosed her?
Northwestern Memorial Hospital.
West.
It's called Northwestern
Is that the one at
Memorial
the,
Hospital.
is that at the 251 East Huron Street in Chicago, Illinois?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you. And was she fed Enfamil or Similac while she was in the hospital?
It's Similac.
Similac. Okay, and you are her mother, and she is still with us, correct?
Correct.
And you are a citizen of the United States, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And do you know of any other family members, neighbors, anyone else who was fed the formula, was diagnosed with NEC as well?
No,
No.
not at the moment. No.
Okay, completely fine. And could you go ahead and confirm your child's gender for me?
A female.
And could you go ahead and spell out her name for me?
So Legacy, LEGACY.
Okay. And then for the last name?
It's Dudley, DUDLEY.
Perfect. And now for her social.
Okay, I gotta get her social. I remember mine for her, but I can't remember hers for her for nothing in the world. But her social 855-41-8974.
And then you spell your name Gabrielle.
Yes, correct.
Perfect. And then last name Harvey.
Correct.
Perfect. And now for your date of birth.
My date of birth is 10/23/1989.
And now for your social.
Three three three, 845-986.
And now, what's the best email address for you?
My best email address, it'll be my first and last name, so GabrielleHarvey21@gmail.com.
Perfect. And then the best phone number, 708-677-8801.
Correct.
Thank you. And then what is your property address?
It's 12 Highland Street. So 12 Highland, H-I-G-H-L-A-N-D Street. And it's in Calumet City, Illinois, 60409.
Okay. And then you do have like the birth certificate, things like that, to show that you're the power of attorney.
Yeah, I actually sent over the birth certificate and my ID.
Oh, okay.
Some number. He told me. So yeah, gotcha. I sent it in already.
Gotcha, gotcha. Thank you so much for that. Okay. And now, during the pregnancy, were there any issues such as hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV or AIDS?
No. No.
And then your child, she was premature?
Yeah, at 34 weeks.
Then she was born in Illinois. And then when was she diagnosed, or when was she admitted into the NICU?
So I had her on the 16th. She was, I felt like she, I was there 2 days and then they admitted her, so.
Okay, so a couple of days and then she was admitted. So around maybe like the 18th, they could have admitted her?
Yeah.
Gotcha, okay. And when was she discharged?
We was there for 14 days.
14 days.
Yeah.
Let's see here. So about June 1st.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And then you said she weighed about 4 pounds at birth.
Yes.
When did they start using the baby formula?
You said when did they start?
Right.
Well, they started using, because I couldn't really feed her. I couldn't produce milk, so we started using formula as soon as she could start drinking. I couldn't produce milk from my, my breast. And I didn't have any, like, donor milk to give her, so.
Gotcha. So that was at birth?
Yeah.
When did you guys stop using the baby formula?
I stopped, she was diagnosed. When we found out she was diagnosed, that's when we stopped. So I stopped, I think, what was that, May 30th is when
I
stopped?
On the 30th, okay. Gotcha. And now, after she did drink the formula, did she have any issues such as green vomit, red belly, trouble feeding, constipation, bloody stool, diarrhea?
Yeah, so she had, like, some bloody stools. I do remember her having, like, the green and yellow vomit and just, like, some abdominal pain or, like, the, like, little bloating in her little belly, but that's it. And then she had a fever.
Gotcha. Okay. Do you have the medical records?
No, I don't, but I was telling him that I give you guys permission if you want to get the medical records from the doctor. Her doctor was Dr. Donald Brown, who's a pediatrician. I don't have a physical copy because I've moved a couple times since then, and I think they got lost during the move. But
right.
Like I said, if you guys full permission to pull up the records.
Thank you for that. And let me ask you, did she have to have a laparotomy, intestinal surgery?
She did.
She did?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember the date that she was treated?
So the 31st is when she had it.
Okay. And now I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. I want to make sure someone in your family receives some money. Who do you want to put down as the emergency contact?
You can actually put down my sister. Give me one second. Let me give you her number. Well, her name is Nicy, Nicy, and she has the same last name as me, Harvey, Harvey. And her number is 859-550-1597. So 1597.
Thank you. All right, let me go ahead and just verify this information. Make sure I have my spelling correct. That way, once you talk to the law firm, everything's kind of easy and a smooth process. All righty. So you were 34 weeks pregnant when you gave birth to your daughter. She was 4 pounds at birth. Your daughter was born 5/16/2019, and she was diagnosed 5/30/2019. Did that sound correct to you? Alrighty.
Yes.
And now she was seen at the Northwestern Hospital at the 251 East Heron Street in Chicago, Illinois. Let's see here. Her name is Legacy, Legacy. Last name Dudley, Dudley. And then you do have the birth certificate, correct?
Yes.
Perfect.
Did you
And
say
that.
Dudley D Y?
Dudley.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then her social 855-418-974. And then you spell your name Gabriele. Last name Harvey. Your date of birth is 10/23/89. Your social 333-845-986. Your email address, first name, last name, 21@gmail.com. Your property address, 12 Highland Street in Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. Let's see here. She was admitted into the NICU 5/18/2019, discharged 6/1/2019. Started using the baby formula when she was born, stopped around the time she was diagnosed. She was seen by Dr. Brown at the hospital, the Northwestern Hospital. And then we have your sister here as the emergency contact, 859-550-1597. Did that all sound correct to you?
Yes, that sounds correct.
All righty. So I'm going to send you over the DocuSign now. Give me one moment. So I'm going to send that over to you now. So basically, how this is going to work, once I get these back from you, I'll be able to send them up to the law firm. Now, the law firm you're working with is Pulaski Law Group. They're based out of Texas. I'll be able to send them up to them. They'll take a look at them, and then they will give you a call within 7 business days. During that phone call, they'll basically just verify the information one last time, make sure they get your permission. To request the hospital records, everything like that. And then once that happens, they'll actually be able to represent you and then actually be able to pull those medical records.
Okay.
And then I'm also going to send you a separate text message with my direct line so you have it.
Okay, I think I got an email right now.
Perfect.
Okay, I have that too. I got your message as well.
Perfect.
Okay. So you said, now repeat that, you said that, I'll sign these documents, and then you said, what was the name of the law firm?
Yeah, so that is Pulaski Law Firm, and
Can you
I.
write this? SP Law Firm.
Correct, Pulaski Law Group. And then let me sent you their number. Where did it go? Alrighty, so their number is 909
909
906
906
3862. And then I'll send that to you
38.
as well. 62.
Okay, good. Okay, I got it.
Perfect. Yep, and I just sent that over there. And that 949 number that you're getting these text messages from, that is my direct line. So go ahead and save me in. So when I call you, text you, just in case I need anything, you know it's me calling.
Okay.
Alrighty. And then were you able to get those documents open?
Yeah, I'm looking at them right now.
Perfect, perfect.
Reviewing. All right, and just sign over these, right? It says SMS message from Melville. Okay, do you agree to receive? Okay, yes.
Yep, and then yep, just get them signed whenever get them signed, and then once you're done, you'll know it'll say complete or finish, and then just hit that, send them over, and then I'll get a notification. So once I get those back, I'll be able to send them over. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
Do
you
you?
so much.
Of course, of course. Do you have any questions? Anything else further for me?
No. No
All
more
right.
questions, I think.
Alrighty then, Gabriel. Well, you have a blessed rest of your day, and if you do need anything, you have my direct line. So call me or text me, okay?
All right, thank you.
Of course. You have a blessed rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.